WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
That's Richmond Independent Radio, Otto.
Radio for the rest of us and the sound of surprise.
Hey, you were just listening to Eric Walters and Wide Ear Folk.
And this is now the Edge of Americana.
And what are we doing tonight?
It's Richmond Folk Festival week, so we're going to do a show of Richmond Folk Festival music, one kind or another from the last 6 years.
Yes, from this year, and then I suppose we might be highlighting ones from this year, but we'll be giving a retrospective over the last 6 years, specifically, of course, of Americana and, you know, bluegrass and old timey and blues music. Not so much on the.
We'll leave the world music stuff to the
to the world music guys.
Yeah, to the world music guys.
That's right.
All right, let's get going here. Some Sacred Harp music here. Here's something from the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers.
In fancy I said the beautiful spring, and thought there with both you and you. Oh, Merlin, how sweet that meeting will be, with Jesus so true and the friends I once knew. I'm lonesome and sad, but then I'll be glad in heaven with Father and you. While dreaming I heard the singing so sweet, your voice among angels I knew. Some wonderful day I know I shall meet and sing there with Father and you. Dear Mother, tell me, for I'm anxious to know our sister and brother there too. I want to meet them where the clear waters flow, in heaven with Father and you. Dear Mother, I want you and Father to stay that close by the beautiful gate. Just wait there for me, for now on my way, and soon I'll see Father and you. Oh, Mother, how sweet that meeting will be, with Jesus so true and the friends I once knew. I'm lonesome and sad, but then I'll be glad in heaven with Father and you.
Dr. Ralph Stanley himself.
Mr. Stanley there. It was a T-Bone Burnett produced record there.
Of course it was. I think everything is these days.
On Columbia, in the wake of, what was that big movie there that he was featured in for Man of Constant Sorrow?
I think you're thinking of Wally.
Wally.
Okay. Yeah, no. You're not thinking of Wally. You're thinking of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
So that was Ralph Stanley doing Girl from the Greenbrier Shore, Stay Away from Those Girls. What was the before that, Josh?
We had the Mullins family, who will be performing at this year's folk festival. That is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wonderful a cappella group from the kind of the coal country. And that was a tune called Dream of Mother and Father, which was a 78 that they rousted up from somewhere.
That was very lovely. Before that, we had from Rugby, Virginia, the New Ballard Branch Bog Trotters doing that old Chestnut Dixie. And before that, we opened the whole thing off with something called I'm on My Journey Home by the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers. Let me just talk about Sacred Harp Singing.
Please do.
For a second.
They'll also be at this year as well.
Yeah, we will actually have at the festival Sacred Harp Singing from the Sand Mountain.
Okay.
And we'll play actually something from a CD from theirs, from a 1972 recording of this group. But Sacred Harp Singing basically was church music before there was gospel. And it was first sort of developed up in New England in the early 1800s. And it was church music for uneducated, really white churchgoers. And it was basically this kind of counterpoint style singing, mm-hmm. using just four notes of the seven note major scale. And the notes themselves in the hymn books have specific shapes. And so sometimes people call this shape singing.
Shape note singing, yeah.
But it actually, the primary name for this thing comes from a particular book of songs that was published in the 1840s called The Sacred Harp. Well, as the poor whites moved on down south into Georgia and Alabama, this music followed them down there. And it died out everywhere else, but for 100 years it was done in these backwoods churches down in Alabama and Georgia. And until the Lomaxes and some other people in the 20s, some other academics in the 20s, sort of rediscovered it and promulgated it again. And it's kind of taken on its life of its own all over again now as sort of an authentic folk music that people do. And there's actually a documentary that was released a couple of years ago, if you can believe it, about this music. So that was a sample of that from a group from Alabama. So we're doing folk festival-related music here.
That's
tonight.
Right. And so next up we will have a song which is not it's not he's not the title artist on it, but featuring a very young Peter Rowan, who was a bluegrass boy, a.k.a. a member of Bill Monroe's band back in the day in the late or early 60s. He then went on to be in all kinds of bands, including maybe most famously Old and in the Way, which also featured David Grisman and Jerry Garcia. And he was also in Vassar Clements. He was also in a band called Mule Skinner, which we might play a little bit of later, that featured Bill Keith and the late, great Clarence White.
And he will be in this year's Folk Festival.
And he will be. So here is Bill Monroe with Peter Rowan doing a great tune that Peter Rowan actually helped Bill Monroe write, or maybe actually wrote all of, depending on how you think Bill Monroe ran his shop. And this one is called The Walls of Time. You can give us a call, 804-649-9737, if there's a song from a Folk Festival artist, past or present, that you'd like to hear.
We have a new number that we've wrote that we would like to do for you here. If we're going to do a duet and sing, and we'll just do this one. Pete Rowan on the left-hand side here is our lead singer and guitar man. He's from Boston, Massachusetts. And this number we want to do for you is entitled The Walls of Time.
Take jailer, jailer, don't set me free. Say, jailer, jailer, throw away the key. Jailer, jailer, throw away the key. Jailer, jailer, don't set me free.
Finalist number two, Brian Fain from Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Thank y'all. Well, I just haven't moved to Mount Airy. I'm from Stuart, Virginia, just across the state line there. And first tune I'm going to do, a lot of people call it Johnny's Gone to War or John Lover, but they're in Petra County where I was raised at, and my daddy and all of them, they call it Tommy Love, so I'm going to...
Sally, this way down the ship on alley. Number on the gate and number on the door. The next house sold's a grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off a coat, throw it in a corner. Don't see why to stay a little longer. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the top, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. Buck, I fell from the window up above. The mule and the grasshopper eating ice cream. The mule got sick and the lady wanna be. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why, don't stay a little longer. I want a man like I don't want a bone. Stay all night, stand a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the hook, throw it in the corner. Don't see why I don't stay a little longer. Don't see why I don't stay longer.
And if you see my mother, won't you tell her this for me? And if you see my mother, tell her this for me. That I am tired of living. I've been living in misery. That's why I'm going down to that river to go overboard and drown. Then I am going to the river to go overboard and drown. But you know the woman that I love,
such a sad, sad song.
I know, and it's called the Richmond Blues, too, on top of everything else. What does that mean about our fair city?
Cephas and Wiggins. Cephas and Wiggins there. Off the last record, actually, before John Cephas died. John Cephas played the first folk festival, that one that the National Folk Festival, the one that was the Saturday and Friday where it was just torrential rain.
Yeah, totally rained out.
And cold.
There were some great bands that year. That was the year that Ivo Papasoff played and Yura Unikoff, which is probably the best thing I've ever seen at any of the folk festivals. But
yeah, it ended up being a great festival. Mm-hmm. I remember I was working at the Plan 9 booth next to the, I guess what was then the U-Crop stage, and Cephas and Wiggins were doing their signing next to the Plan 9 booth. And they had brought their merchandise, but Plan 9 had some Cephas and Wiggins CDs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone was buying their CDs and then lining up to get them signed. And all of a sudden, John Cephas just stands up and starts bellowing out to everybody, "Don't buy these CDs! They're bootlegs!" And Jimmy Bland, poor Jimmy Bland, our Plan 9 proprietor, was trying to shrink into the ground, poor guy. He didn't know, of course. He had just gotten some stuff from his warehouse that ended up not paying royalties probably to Mr. Cephas. But anyways, he was tough. He was tough on his CDs, tough on his publishing.
Well, before that, we had last year's kind of top Americana performer playing as Jerry Douglas, but that was from a very old, early 80s album called Fluxology, because for those of you who don't know Jerry Douglas, the dobro player, goes by the nickname of Flux because of the smoothness of his playing. And that was the classic Don Reno track, Dixie Hoedown. Sorry, Otto, I interrupted you. Was your story over?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
You're good, Josh.
All right, good.
Roll on.
All right. Before that,
we had someone that makes that Jerry Douglas track sound downright old time.
Yeah, that's right.
Kenny and Amanda Smith. I actually like that song a lot. Stay a little longer.
Yeah,
that was a little longer.
The Bob Wills version. I mean, kind of the Bob Wills
nice track.
Stay a Little Longer, yeah. And we had Brian Fain before that, a great banjo player from, as you heard him say, from Stuart, Virginia. He was performing at the Clifftop Appalachian String Band Festival in 2006. He placed in the top five. I don't remember where he ended up, actually, but that was him doing a cool tune called Tommy Love, showing off some of that real Virginia-style banjo playing.
And then before that, we had Peter Rowan doing a song called Jailer, Jailer, with the great line, the only time in bluegrass you'll ever hear this line, "My truck is bigger than your truck."
Maybe that's the only time in bluegrass. I don't know. It remains to be seen. I bet you'd... Yeah, someone's writing that song right now, Otto.
And we started the whole thing off with Bill Monroe featuring
Peter Rowan doing The Walls of Time. Great tune. One of my favorite Bill Monroe tunes, actually.
This year at the festival, Tony Rice is playing. So, Josh, you've got some stuff keyed up.
I do. But first, Otto, let me tell you that WRIR's programming is generously supported by the Richmond office of the law firm of Kaufman & Knowles. Kaufman & Knowles is a full-service law firm serving the legal needs of Richmond-area businesses in commercial litigation, commercial real estate, corporate law, municipal finance, employment, and securities law. Kaufman & Knowles, Richmond lawyers serving the needs of Richmond businesses. For further information, 804-771-5715 or online at www.kaufmanandknowles.com.
The fourth annual Richmond Zine Fest will be held at the Gay Community Center.
Zine.
Is it pronounced Zine?
Magazine.
That makes sense. I never thought of that. I'm showing my age there, ladies and gentlemen. The fourth annual Richmond Zine Fest will be held at the Gay Community Center of Richmond at 1407 Sherwood Avenue from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, October the 16th. Admission is free, and this event features local and national zine makers and writers who will be tabling, selling, and trading their small press publications. There will also be workshops featuring topics like how to make and distribute zines, bike maintenance and repair, and starting a rock camp for young women. Local vendors will provide concessions. For more information or to contact the organizers, you can visit richmondzinefest.org. All right, Josh.
You did it.
Here's your setup.
Tony Rice. Okay, so Tony Rice, a very legendary bluegrass musician, newgrass musician, has been around a long time. Played in J.D. Crow in the New South when he was a young man, and then went off on his own. Played with he was in the original David Grisman Quintet, and then he had his various Tony Rice units, and he's been in a lot of bands. And I'm sure he'll play with Peter Rowan some at this festival. They do play a lot together. So I'm going to do two tracks here from Tony Rice from two of my favorite albums of his. The first one is him singing, which is a beautiful thing that you don't get to hear anymore, unfortunately, because he does not sing due to some throat condition, which is not throat cancer, but I'm not sure what it is. So we'll hear one from the album Cold on the Shoulder, which is one of his few solo albums that actually features banjo. A lot of his albums didn't feature banjo.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will hear the first track from an album called Acoustics, which may be his first kind of solo newgrass track,
right,
featuring like a 17-year-old Mike Marshall on there and stuff like that.
Didn't Tony Grisman produce that?
David Grisman, yes.
David Grisman, it was with a bunch, and they featured a bunch of famous instruments they were playing.
No, you're thinking of Tone Poems.
Oh, Tone Poems. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it all sounds good. Let's play.
All right.
Something.
So here's the first track. It's on that one. It's called "The Likes of Me."
Outside, the rain it pours, the lightning flashes, and the thunder roars, and the one that could stand a better chance. Try to tame the elements, rather than try to tame my soul. I think your love could ever hold to the likes of me. To the likes of me. Like to stay and live for life in an ordinary way, working 9 to 5. Family, a little baby boy upon my knee. A woman, I'd only break your heart, but that kind of life just ain't the cards for the likes of me. For the likes of me. The likes of me that knows no home. Or the town I'm in or the road I'm on. I'm a restless soul that'll never be still. So I'll follow the sunrise over the hill. Well, I can see the designs of the picture in your mind. Think that you could change my life, and you make me a perfect wife. Woman, you're sweet, you're loving, you're kind, so don't mess up your pretty little mind on the likes of me. On the likes of me. The likes of me that knows no home. Or the town I'm in or the home I'm on. I'm a restless soul and I'll never be still. So I'll follow the sunrise over the hill. When you're sweet, you're loving, you're kind, so don't mess up your pretty little mind on the likes of me. On the likes of me.
Mm-hmm.
pretty bird, and she wore bows as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the fifth day of July. She just sucks on pretty flowers to keep her voice so clear, and she never hollers cuckoo till the last day.
Thank you. So what you're seeing over here is a tortured-looking, adorable little girl looking at the cookie, sniffing at it.
Could your ability to resist the cookie at age 4 predict how successful you will be at age 40?
She's holding her breath. She looks like she's going to explode.
Come on, hold fast. Hold fast. Find out on the next Radiolab. I'm Jad Abumrad. Join me.
Radiolab airs Monday 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 97.3 FM and online at WRIR.org.
And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.
And you're listening to The Edge of Americana with Otto
and Josh. And that was a nice little Eastern Kentucky banjo we just heard there, Otto. Who was that?
That was Lee Sexton doing Little Birdie off a Field Recorder Collective release. And before that?
Let me just pause and say, Lee Sexton, he still performs a lot, obviously. I mean, he performed at the Folk Festival, I don't know, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that.
I think he played when we had the first Richmond Folk Festival. I think he
might
was
have been
a featured
yeah.
old-time musician for that one.
Well, he is now performing with a fellow with whom I'm acquainted named John Haywood, who's a fabulous banjo player, mm-hmm. fabulous singer. And to look at him, the last thing you would think is this person is, you know, playing traditional banjo music with a kind of a living legend, because he is covered in tattoos. He is totally punk rock looking and kind of he's a little gritty looking, but he is a fabulous musician.
Right. Lee Sexton is a short sleeve white shirt with a
yeah.
pocket protector
yeah,
and his
that's right.
and his glasses in his pocket.
Yeah, he almost looks like an engineer. Not like a train engineer either. Before that, we had the great Buddy Pendleton playing from Meadows of Dan, Virginia, playing fiddle on a recent album called Buddy Pendleton Delivers. And Buddy Pendleton was featured a few years ago with a young girl named Montana Young as part of the Crooked Road crew. Buddy Pendleton has lived in Virginia a long time. He had a stint in his early days playing with Bill Monroe, playing with all kinds of people. He didn't like it, basically, and he gave it up. He's been a postman for, I believe, over 30 years, but he's always out at every Fiddler's Convention. He does his route, then he shows up at the Galax Fiddler's Convention, plays all night, gets up in the morning, does it again. So
it's an honorable profession for old-time and bluegrass musicians.
Yeah,
I learned this weekend that Doyle Lawson did a stint as a postman.
There you go.
Before that, we had the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers again doing what is actually a standard in that sacred harp genre, Rocky Road. They might do it this weekend, actually. And then before that, we had actually it's an amalgamation, a soup of old-time musicians. This album was released under the name of Kim Johnson, and it was a version of The Cuckoo. And before that, we had the Tony Rice numbers. Is that
yeah,
right?
We did. Tony Rice doing Gasology, and before that, The Likes of Me, a Jerry Reed song. And it's just after 8 o'clock. You can give us a call if there's a particular artist from the folk festivals over the last 5 years and this year, so 6 years that we had
bluegrass and old time,
bluegrass and old time specifically, or blues that we could play for you. But until you call us at 804-649-9737,
we have our hand on the wheel.
We do, and we're going to play one from Sammy Sheeler, who is a banjo player most known for being in the Lonesome River Band, who still plays in a fair amount. But he appeared a few years ago. The Lonesome River Band didn't appear, but Sammy Sheeler did, right, as kind of representing the Sheeler family.
Yes, they did.
And so here he is actually guest tracking on an album by a guy named David Vai, who's from Patrick County, Virginia. This song's called That Trumpet's Blowing. And here it is.
Can't you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing, my Lord has come, take me home. Can't you hear that thunder roll?
old world has reached its end. I'll never need this earth no more, Lord, or anything that lies within. That trumpet's blowing across that hillside. Did you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing, my Lord has come, take me home. Can't you hear that thunder roll? I hear the angels softly singing, my Lord is come, take me home. My Lord is come, take me home.
light of the day. Roly-poly, no one knows a biscuit. Long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie and never even bat an eye. He likes everything from soup to hay. Oh, roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. Betty's gonna be a man someday. Times a day. Roly-poly eats a hearty at dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play. Pulls up weeds and does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. Betty's gonna be a man someday. Tender care, I have grown tired of reaching for a love that's never there. Oh, what more can I give you that I've not already given? I have only one heart, one life to live. You take quite a warning on my one lifetime
too short. Give you all that you need. Give you all that you need.
Henley Street Theater is holding auditions for its upcoming production of The Last Days of Judas Iscariot by Stephen Adley Gurgis. The play depicts a court case over the ultimate fate of Judas Iscariot, using childhood flashbacks and courtroom testimony to re-examine the plight of the New Testament's most infamous and unexplained sinner. Auditions will be held October 5th and 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Battery Park Church, 4201 Brook Road. For more information or to arrange an audition, you can visit Henley, that's H-E-N-L-E-Y, Street Theater, that's R-E, Theatre, .org/auditions, or call 804-340-0115. Again, that's henleystreettheater.org/auditions or 804-340-0115.
It's 8:21, and you're listening to The Edge of Americana. This is your host, Otto.
And Josh.
And we are doing a show that's focusing on performers from the Folk Festival here in Richmond, both the National Festival first 3 years, and then our third year of the Richmond Folk Festival.
Indeed.
Josh, we had some caterwauling there. What was that?
It was great. That's Elizabeth Leprell from Rural Retreat, Virginia.
She's got quite a big voice.
She does, for a small and young woman. She's maybe only now in her mid-20s, I would say. And she recorded that when she was about in her late teens right there.
And before that, we had the high priestess of the High Lonesome Female Singer.
Yeah.
Hazel Dickens. Doing Your Greedy Heart.
Before that, two from the basically the exact opposite of those voices, although they are women, so not exactly opposite, but yeah, the Quebe sisters.
Yeah, we had a reaction to the Quebe sisters. We love the Quebe sisters.
Who, they performed at the very first year, were they not?
I think they did, and I saw them this summer at Wayne Henderson's festival as well.
And they are just fabulous. Triple fiddle, triple Texas-style fiddle. The first one I played was called Airmail Special. And then, because I had to hear their voices, because not only do they do that wonderful triple fiddle harmony, but they also sing in triple harmony. They did Roly Poly, that, you know, you've heard that song, many people playing that song in various formats on this show from Bob Wills. And that's from their album called Timeless.
Josh, that was a request too, wasn't it?
It was a request from my wife.
That's right. We actually did not have the Quebe sisters in our playlist tonight, so that was a well-timed request. Let's see. What did we open up everything up?
Before that, we had Bonsoir.
Oh, Bonsoir Catine.
Yeah, we'll say that. That's right. Yeah.
A version of Rubens Train.
That old Cajun classic, Rubens Train. And
they'll be playing at this year's festival, I believe.
And we started everything with David Vine, Corn Tornado, featuring Sammy Sheeler on the banjo doing That Trumpet's Blowing. So what now, Otto? What now?
We're going to run off now to Lester McCumbers. He's playing at this year's festival. He's playing here with Andrew Dunlop and Kim Johnson, and this is a lovely little parlor tune called Walking in the Parlor.
How about that there, Walking in the Parlor?
I don't know if I can play that. I love that one.
I ain't played that for ages. I don't know if I can or not.
You probably can.
Thank you.
This is Thomas White, host of Business Matters. We're excited to bring our radio program to Richmond on WRI. Each week, we bring you the voices of analysts, advocates, and activists who provide a different perspective on the news so you can find out the real truth. A truth you won't find on other media, so you can decide how to change what you don't like. Tune in Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRIR-LP, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM, and on the web at WRIR.org.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Yes. What was that? Jim Plunkett?
It was Pat Plunkett.
Pat Plunkett.
And Charlie Walden doing two tunes, The Bells of America and Step Up Susie.
From an album called Pat and Possum, Hoedowns, Hornpipes, and Hokum.
It's great stuff.
And I believe Pat or Charlie Walden, one of those guys, is playing at the festival this year, I believe. You know, here, I'll
I can
on.
Tell you right now, Charlie Walden will be here.
Okay. What was nice about that piece, too, is a nice sort of parlor piano there playing the rhythm. And before that, we had some piano pyrotechnics there with Jeff Little paired with Wayne Henderson doing a version of Bill Bailey from a record called W.C. Henderson and Company. And Jeff Little and Wayne played, I believe it was that first Rainy Folk Festival.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
6 years ago now.
Before that, the Spencer Family, a.k.a. the White Top Mountain Band, featuring Thornton Spencer playing the fiddle, Martha Spencer on guitar and vocals, and Mama Spencer, whose name I'm not remembering, Emily Spencer. And they are the descendants of the great Albert Hash, and they all live up on White Top Mountain. And they were at one of the folk festivals. You know, if we had done just a little more research, we could have put years beside all of these things, but
that,
it's okay.
That would have been impressive, it's but I think okay. we've done all right. Before that, we had Doyle Lawson doing it's interesting. That was Doyle Lawson, a track off of Doyle Lawson's most recent album. It was called Can You Hear Me Now? And then in parentheses here, it says Retro 1938. They do two versions of this song on their album. One is in a contemporary recording style, and then that version we played here it was obviously put through some filters and
made old timey
to make it sound old timey, but it sounded pretty good. It sounded like a Delmore Brothers song or something.
Interestingly, the Spencer Family before that was recorded around a single 1940s era RCA 77 ribbon microphone. So
there you go.
And before that, we had Texas Shorty on the fiddle and John Hartford, the late great, on the banjo, doing a tune called Jack of Diamonds, which I'm not personally familiar with, but. It sounded a lot like Mason's Apron at times, which is a fairly well-known
Irish tune.
Irish tune.
Mm-hmm. And then before that, we opened things up. I think we opened it up with the Sand Mountain Sacred Harp Singers.
Almost.
Doing Heavenly Armor. And this is a pretty cool recording. It's from somebody's house on Sand Mountain named the Ivies in 1972. New Year's Eve at the Ivies at 1972. Mm-hmm.
And we actually started the whole set with – I'm sorry, Otto.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm going to be working with the Sand Mountain people actually at the festival, and I intend to ask them about the Ivies and see if they still figure large in their musical world or not.
Yeah. We actually started it with Kim Johnson featuring Lester McCumbers and Andrew Dunlop doing Walking in the Parlor. That was our first song of the set. And you've got about – 13 minutes left here on Edge of Americana before it's time for the Lee Show, featuring Troy Lee Harris. And it's actually the Troy Show would be more appropriate, but he doesn't like to let people know that his name is Troy. But
we're going to finish it up with a grab bag of stuff. I think we're going to have a little more Quibi sisters.
Yeah, we'll have a little more Quibi sisters. We're going to hear from the Carter family, who are not actually going to be at this year's festival.
This is a trick play here, because Dale Jett, who is a grandson.
He's the grandson of AP and Sarah Carter.
Yeah. We'll be playing here. So we're going to play a little Carter family. And I think we'll probably slip in a little more Wayne Henderson, something nice and lighthearted to close the show out.
And if there's time, we'll find something else. So thanks for listening. Make sure to stay tuned to WRIR if you like good music and good news and talk. And, of course, do come out and support Richmond this weekend for the Folk Festival. So first, why don't we hear a little more Quibi Sisters? Let's hear the Tumbling Tumbleweeds, Otto. Does that sound okay to you?
That sounds lovely.
Okay, just 1 second while I get it all happening.
Also, right. By the way, just one quick shout out here. A thank you to Lisa Sims,
yes,
and the National Council for the Folk Arts. They helped us put together this show, and we really appreciate their help.
We do indeed.
Thank you.
And here it is. Here they are doing the Tumbling Tumbleweeds. No, hold on. It's not working. Oh, technology, why do you vex me so?
Ah. See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweeds. Cares of the past are behind.
That is incorrect. I'm going to talk while Otto gets to the bottom of this and we play the Carter family, which is going to happen right now.
working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's the Holy Ghost building, it's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a liar, I'd tell you what I would do. I would quit my lying and work on a building too. I'm working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a drunkard, I'd tell you what I would do. I would quit my drinking and work on a building too. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do. I would keep on preaching and work on a building too. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building. It's the Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
So true, but now you've gone away, dear, with another, and I wonder if you feel the way I do. I'm knocking on your door again, my darling. I'm knocking on your door, please answer me. But I've tried to make you realize, my darling, that no one else was ever meant for me. So true. So wherever you remember that my love will always be the same for you.